Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. I'm Todd Starnes. Good to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope that you are doing great wherever you might be today. Wow, do we have a lot going on, and we're gonna start with this situation in Ukraine, which is very, very, very dangerous. And it is dangerous only because the Biden administration is absolutely clueless. Sending Kamala Harris, if you are a Democrat, I think if you are a left-thinking, right-thinking Democrat, you should know that something is not right with her. The front porch light is on, but no one is at home when it comes to Kamala Harris. How in the world did the Biden administration come to the conclusion that she was the best person to send overseas to stave off what could very well be World War III? And make no mistake about this, folks. That's what Joe Biden is leading us. It is just, it's a direct path. It's almost like we're on the ski slope and you've never skied before, and someone, you get off the ski lift and somebody shoves you out of the ski lift and there you go, flying down the hillside. That's where we are right now as a country, and it is a very dangerous position to be in. And what troubles me even more is that you have Republicans, establishment Republicans, who are beating the war drums just as loud as the Democrats are here. And this is not going to look good. And by the way, just prepare yourself for this. You better watch the gas pump, because this is going to impact your pocketbook very soon. And there's a very real possibility, folks, that we could see gas prices all over the country shoot up to about $7 a gallon. I mean, Grace Baker is already talking about wanting to carpool to our broadcast bunker here at the beautiful Liberty University studios.
Or have Merlo pull me on a sled here.
Maybe
that'd be cheaper.
We've got property out back. Maybe we could get some horses.
There you go.
And we could just get like a buggy or something and go full-blown Amish.
There you go.
But this is insane. I mean, Grace, think about this for a moment. Gas not too long ago was around $3 or so a gallon. Now
yes.
They're talking about $7 a gallon.
I was getting it for $280 for a while there.
I'm going to have to sell my Cadillac and get one of those metrosexual cars you plug into the wall.
Luckily, my new car has better gas mileage than, you know, the Lincoln, but still.
Unbelievable. Well, that was a beast. I mean, that was
a boat.
That was
a tank.
It was a tank. It was huge. So anyway, folks, we're going to open up the phone lines this hour of the program. We have some great guests coming up, including one of the Heritage Foundation's experts on Ukraine. He's going to join us a little bit later on in the program. Raymond Arroyo is going to be here. You see him all the time on Fox News Channel with Laura Ingraham. And you're not going to believe this, but Raymond Arroyo has come under fire from his own church, from leftists within his own church. And we're going to tell you that story a little bit later on as well. But I want to know from you today, this hour of the program. You're the president of the United States. What do you do? Do you send troops to Ukraine? Do you stand alongside the Ukrainians? Or do you say, hands off, this is your fight. We wish you the best of luck. We'll send you some things in the mail. The choice, I'm afraid, has already been made. But I'm curious to know from you. Many of you have sons and daughters, grandsons, granddaughters. Many of you are young people who, if we get into a war, and folks, believe me when I tell you this, this will be the largest ground war in Europe in generations. I mean, we're talking about a massive, massive war zone here. And it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop with Ukraine. They will take Belarus. And when they take Belarus, not only will they have Poland surrounded on that side, they'll have Poland surrounded on the other side, the Ukrainian side. And at that point, you wonder, okay, where does all of this lead to? Will you have full-blown gun shooting, guns a-blazing? What's it going to look like? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio for you, again, just to illustrate where and how we got here. And it goes back to the Barack Hussein Obama administration. This was when he was running for election against Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney ran one of the worst presidential campaigns in modern history. But here's what Romney was right about a lot of stuff before he went full-blown woke and got Trump derangement syndrome. But here's what Mitt Romney said about Russia back in that election cycle, 2012.
Well, when you say even more frightening, what's he planning on doing, in your opinion?
Well, my guess is it has to do either with nuclear arms discussions, or it has to do with missile defense sites. What he did both on nuclear weaponry already and the New START treaty, as well as his decision to withdraw missile defense sites from Poland and then reduce our missile defense sites in Alaska from the original plan. I mean, these are very unfortunate developments. And if he's planning on doing more and suggest to Russia that he has things he's willing to do with them, he's not willing to tell the American people. This is to Russia. This is, without question, our number one geopolitical foe. They fight every cause for the world's worst actors. The idea that he has some more flexibility in mind for Russia is very, very troubling indeed.
Well, you think Russia's a bigger foe right now than, let's say, Iran or China or North Korea? Is that what you're suggesting, Governor?
Well, I'm saying in terms of a geopolitical opponent, the nation that lines up with the world's worst actors. Of course, the greatest threat that the world faces is a nuclear Iran, and nuclear North Korea is already troubling enough. But when these terrible actors pursue their course in the world, and we go to the United Nations looking for ways to stop them, when Assad, for instance, is murdering his own people, we go to the United Nations, and who is it that always stands up for the world's worst actors? It is always Russia, typically with China alongside. And so in terms of a geopolitical foe, a nation that's on the Security Council, that has the heft of the Security Council, and is, of course, a massive nuclear power, Russia is the geopolitical foe. And the idea that our president is planning on doing something with them that he's not willing to tell the American people before the election is something I find very, very alarming.
And Romney was crucified by the mainstream media. You heard Wolf Blitzed right there on CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thanks, Judge Joe Brown. But they mocked him and ridiculed him. Oh, he's just old school Romney. He's just an old fogey. He thinks he's back in the Cold War with the Ruskies and East Germany. You think I'm kidding? I want you to listen to the tone and the tenor of Barack Hussein Obama's voice during that presidential debate.
Governor Romney, I'm glad that you recognize that Al-Qaeda is a threat. Because a few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda. You said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years. But, Governor, you know, when it comes to our foreign policy, you seem to want to import the foreign policies of the 1980s, just like the social policies of the 1950s and the economic policies of the 1920s.
Well, all I can say is get out your long johns and your mittens, dumbass, because we're about to get in the middle of a shooting war with the Russians. Unbelievable. And then you have, no, that's a biblical use of the term, dumbass. And then you have Joe Biden back in 2019, ladies and gentlemen, and he was saying, bring on Putin, I'm going to knock him down, I'm going to knock his block off.
Once again, Putin and the Russians are trying to engage in our election to decide who the president's going to be. And this time I'm the object of their attention. Because Putin knows if I am president of the United States, his days of tyranny and trying to intimidate the United States and those in Eastern Europe are over. I'm going to stand up to him. He's a bully. just like the president. And I know he doesn't want me to be president, but to tell you what, when I'm president, things are going to change. Mr. Putin, the American people decide their elections, not you.
What is that? And then instead of him going out there and going to Europe and trying to figure all of this out, they send Kamala Harris. We would have been better off had they sent Corn Pop out there, ladies and gentlemen. And in all honesty, maybe it's good that Biden did not go and have the summit with Vladimir Putin. Putin's running around bare-chested on horseback. He's in the gymnasium doing, I don't know, the Pilates or whatever, pumping iron. And what would Biden be doing? He would be inviting Putin to come over and caress his legs at poolside. I know it's a bad visual at lunchtime, but ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand, we are about to get ourselves into a very, very bad way. And it's not just the Democrats that are to blame. This goes all the way back to George W. Bush and his handling of the Georgia crisis. It is a mess. It is a mess, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what happens when the United States sticks its nose into things we don't need to be involved in. Now, I will say this, and we're going to go to the phones here in just a moment. The good news here is that the Ukrainians are not the Iraqis. These are people that love their country, that love their sovereignty, and they hate the Russians. And they will fight to the last man. This is not going, and this is why Putin has not invaded already, because he knows this. He knows that their army is not only trained, but they are equipped, and they will fight for every inch of soil in Ukraine. Let me explain, and maybe this will give you a better understanding of this. Those of you in the southern states, what do you think would happen? Just what do you think would happen if the Russians tried to invade Alabama or Mississippi? They wouldn't get a foot on the ground in Pascagoula, and the entire army would have been wiped out. You know why? Because just about every person in Mississippi, even the anti-gun crowd, is packing heat. That's how much the Ukrainians love their country, and they're going to fight. And if they ask us for help monetarily, if they ask for help with weapons, I say let them have as much as they want. But Joe Biden, you watch what's going to happen here, folks. He's going to put American troops on the ground in Ukraine. The question is, what would you do? 844-747-8868. We're going to take a break. When we come back, opening up the phone lines this hour of the program, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, some moving parts here today, folks. President Biden is going to be speaking to the nation at 1 o'clock Eastern time. We're gonna dip into those remarks, and we'll hear what the president has to say. We will try to translate. We're just as lost as you are when it comes to the mumbles, but we will do our best. But the question of this hour, should the United States get involved in this Ukrainian crisis? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. That's our starting point today. Susie on the line listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Susie, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. I just want to say I appreciate you and Grace, and you make my day when you make me laugh.
Well, you're kind to say that, Susie. Thank you.
But I want to comment on two things. No, I do not want any troops on the ground. I do not. And I'm a senior citizen, and I've seen too much of this. We do not need to give up any more of our young people. And second, I went to Athens, Georgia today, and when I went down, the gas at this certain station was $3.23. Well, I thought, well, I'll just fill up. When I came back, it was $3.86.
Is that right? So $3.86, that actually sounds pretty good compared to what we're paying, almost around $4 a gallon here in the Memphis area.
Yes, but I don't have a lot of excess money, and, you know, it will limit my goings now.
Well, not only that, Susie, but if you've been to the grocery store, I'm curious, what are the prices like there in Georgia?
Up, up, up.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad. It's crazy. I mean, everything is just going up. And fortunately, I have chickens, so I have my own eggs. But people told me that eggs are going out of sight. And anything that has corn in it, like chicken feed, dog feed, I mean, that is crazy. It's almost $20 a bag.
My word. Right there in Georgia, that's insane.
Right, and not a very big spot in Georgia either. I'm not in a very big, densely populated area in Georgia, but it is insane.
Well, Susie, go ahead. I'll let you finish your thought.
I was going to say, guess how much a bag of fertilizer is?
I'm all ears.
$27.
Woo! Or, Susie, what you could do is when the president gets ready to speak here in about a half an hour, just put a big old tarp underneath your TV. You'll have enough fertilizer to plant a whole crop of butter beans.
You are right. You are right. It is crazy, Todd. It is crazy. But we know who's in control. I read the last chapter, the last sentence.
Amen. All right, Susie, God bless you, and thanks for calling in. And she's talking about the good book, and I'm telling you, if you're not a praying person, you need to be. General David Petraeus says it's very hard to say what Putin is planning at this point, other than he has positioned all of his forces to invade Ukraine to provide a Russian example of shock and awe if he decides to. So now it's just a matter of waiting and seeing. But Biden wants him to go to war. That's the incredible thing here, is that so many of our elected leaders are banging those war bongos. All right, let's go to Webb in Maine, WLOB, our great station there. Hey, Webb, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Well, a couple of things. Let's look a couple of steps ahead. We have this going back and forth about invasion, no invasion, but it looks pretty much like it's going to be an invasion. So why don't we close our borders? And if the government won't close them because they're lawless at this point, all those veterans that got thrown out because they wouldn't get the jab, all the people you talked about down there who are packing, line up on the border and defend it, because let's face it, if this gets thick, all Russia's got to do is send troops. All the people of the world, just send them over, and nobody's stopping them. We are invaded. We lost.
That's it. And Webb, there, I was reading an essay a couple of days ago about how the Russians are quietly talking about going back into Cuba. If you do that, as President Kennedy says, you're going to have another Cuba situation. You could have another September, you could have another September situation where you have a standoff between the Americans and Russians. We do not need nuclear missiles right off Key West. We cannot allow that to happen. So the question is, and Webb, God bless you. Thanks for the call. Webb raises a great point. We've got to secure our border. We've got tyranny at the north border. We've got an invasion at the southern border. Why don't we take care of our own business first, and then we can worry about other people. America first, ladies and gentlemen. What say you? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. With the political pressure of the left and the woke mob that is the Democrat Party, our society has ultimately become controlled by the cancel culture elites. Since when have the founders of our Constitution, the American flag, Dr. Seuss, and many other things become anti-American? There's never been a better time in our nation's history to stand up against the woke mob and fight back. And you can do that with this exclusive offer I'm giving to my listeners for a limited time only. Now is your chance to win a signed photo by President Trump himself. That's right, not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history. All you have to do is text the word photo to 55404 today to enter. That's photo to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left once and for all. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Oh my gosh, I am blind as a bat. Wow, you know, Grace, it's the ongoing saga. So now I've got to get the new glasses. And I'm having a hard time. I was scrambling. Kyle puts together this great list of all the audio we have here, right? Mm-hmm. I couldn't find it anywhere. So like, right in my face.
I even put stuff in folders for you.
I know. It's like you're printing stuff out in 18-point. So it's just massive.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you what happened yesterday. I can't tell you who I sent this to. It was someone I'm very close to. I know it's a friend.
Okay.
So she's a very nice person. And I was going to, she had treated me to lunch and said, I'd like to take you out for lunch. Just a casual thing. It's nothing,
Todd's,
you know.
A lady friend.
No, it is not a lady
just
friend.
Just kidding.
She is a lady and she's a friend. But she's not a lady friend.
Okay.
So anyway, I sent her a note. And again, I cannot, it's very, look, this, the right eye works okay. The left eye used to work great, but now it's a little cloudy because it's not the better eye because of that cataract nonsense.
Sure.
And the glasses, my glasses have to be changed. So until that happens, I'm really in a bad fix. So if you're traveling anywhere in Memphis between here and Germantown, don't be on the roadways with Stearns.
Yeah, watch out.
So anyway, I sent her an email and I said, hey, let's grab some lunch, my treat. She sends back a reply. What? And then I looked down and I said, my teat. I left the
no.
My teat, yeah. So that was a bit
completely
awkward.
Completely different meanings.
It was a bit awkward.
Just a bit.
I'm not going to lie, bit awkward.
At least you're close.
Yeah, well, there
could
you go.
Could have been worse. That could have been a stranger.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we laugh our way to war. President Biden is going to be speaking at the top of the hour. President Trump just posted a statement. I want to read this, and then we're going to get to Ronnie in North Carolina. Hang tight. By the way, our phone number here at the Liberty University Studios, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. Here's what President Trump had to say just a few moments ago. If properly handled, there was absolutely no reason the situation currently happening in Ukraine should have happened at all. I know Vladimir Putin very well. He would have never done during the Trump administration what he is doing now. No way. Russia has become very, very rich during the Biden administration. Oil prices doubling, soon to be tripling and quadrupling. The weak sanctions are insignificant relative, and they're not even doing sanctions. That's the problem, Mr. President. Excuse me. Let me finish reading the statement here. The weak sanctions are insignificant relative to taking over a country and a massive piece of strategically located land. Now it has begun. Oil prices are going higher and higher, and Putin is getting not only what he always wanted, but he's getting, because of the oil and gas surge, richer and richer. The U.S. was energy independent under the Trump administration. Sure was. An independence that we had never obtained before, and oil prices would have remained low. Now, what a mess our country is in. He's not wrong. I mean, he's telling it like it is. And folks, we are all about to suffer together through these gas prices. All right, let's go to the phones here. Ronnie, North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Hi, Mr. Starnes. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to do it.
I wanted to ask, like, if America was invaded and there was fighting on American soil, how would Americans pull together or coordinate with each other and fight back?
You know, I've often thought about that. I'm working on I've got a nonfiction book coming out in October, and I'm working on a political thriller next. And so I've kind of been thinking about that. What would an invasion of America look like? I think that you would have, at least in the southern states, the southern states and the Midwest, I think, would be more organized. And I would include the Southwest there. That's the population of the country that is the most armed. And I think you would have, you know, state National Guards. At that point, the state would come in and you would have National Guards that would, you know, probably take the lead. But at some point, I mean, if you've got people, I hate to pick on Pascagoula where we have such great people down there, but let's just say, you know, you've got an invading force coming ashore in Pascagoula. I think the good people of Pascagoula would be the front line of defense there.
Could I ask one more question?
Sure, yes.
You know, all of the people coming across the border, from what I understand, most of them are single men, 18 to 25. What would it be like if those were actually soldiers being brought into the country, scattered around, and then arms were smuggled in, and they were fighting from within? But that would put us in a mess. You know, I can't help but think about stuff like that.
You're not wrong to think about stuff like that. I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, there's no way of knowing, you know, who these people are. I mean, they're not being vetted, and Biden is literally dropping them off at, you know, in cities in the dark of night at airports. So you're not wrong there, Ronnie. And it is, you know, I think it's something to be concerned about.
Yes, sir. Well, all right. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah,
glad
to do it. I mean, yeah, I know it sounds so far-fetched, but folks, it doesn't make any sense. You know, the Biden administration tells us, oh, these people coming across the border are just families wanting a better life. They're wanting the American dream. And yet, by and large, these are young adult men who are fully capable of doing a job, and they're coming across our border in massive numbers, and they're being scattered all over America. So, Ronnie, that is not a far-fetched thought, and it does make you wonder. But I will say this, I feel a lot more comfortable now that I'm back home in Tennessee than I would have back in New York City, because they're going to be throwing apples and, I don't know, you know, kumquats at the organic fruit at the invading force. I suspect we'll be doing a better job here in our state. So there you go. Jennifer Griffin from Fox News. You know, I like her. She's got impeccable sources. I don't know her politics. She's on the news side, and I appreciate that. I've never known her politics, never asked about her politics. None of my business. But, man, is she causing a bit of a kerfuffle in the conservative blogosphere. This is the headline from the Gateway Pundit. Wow, all caps, warmonger and dirtbag reporter Jennifer Griffin jumps the shark, compares Putin's speech to Hitler on the eve of World War II. Well, let's take a listen and see what she says.
How we got to this point is a long story, and it predates the Biden administration. It goes back and includes mistakes made by every U.S. president since the Soviet Union fell apart, which Putin has said was the worst geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Putin has been laying the groundwork for this attempt to retake Ukraine for years. We are where we are tonight with Europe on the edge of war, a sovereign country, Ukraine, being invaded by an expansionist power with a megalomaniacal leader who rose to power 20 years ago and never let go. The president of Finland, who knows Putin well, says something has changed in Putin, who appears to be growing increasingly paranoid. His own words indicate he has his sights set on all of Ukraine, not just the Donbass. Putin's televised speech to the nation, a chilling, distorted history lesson in which he essentially outlined why he did not believe Ukraine has the right to exist as a separate nation. It was almost verbatim what Putin said, as you mentioned, in a seminal 12-page speech back on July 12, 2021, which he sent to his armed forces, entitled On the Historical Unity of Russians and Ukrainians. This was a cold and calculated speech today, the kind of speech reminiscent of those delivered on the eve of World War II before Hitler invaded Poland. We are now on an escalation ladder. Putin has made his opening gambit, and he will want to see the response from the U.S. and its allies. He has factored in the sanctions that are coming. The president has said U.S. troops will not be sent to fight in Ukraine. That was reiterated to us tonight. But the kind of blitzkrieg invasion that most senior U.S. officials believe is coming will have many unintended consequences and should be of concern to every American.
All right. So if you're following her remarks here, this happened on Hannity last night. And what's really fascinating about Fox, you've got Tucker Carlson, who is definitely anti-war. There's no way we need to be anywhere near Ukraine right now. He's being accused of being a puppet of Putin. And by the way, I've come under fire simply because I'm pointing out that we're not even protecting our own borders. So why are we so hell-bent on protecting somebody else's and putting American lives on the line to defend those borders? And I get all these messages on the Twitter and the Facebook. Steins is just a puppet of Putin. Well, I'm not a puppet of Putin. I don't like Putin where do you get that? And why aren't we protecting our own borders? How does that make me pro-Putin? Jeez, hello, America. By the way, Grace Baker, turn your microphone on. Kyle, when he types up the list, he'll tell me he'll say, oh, I'm writing, he tells me a little description. Who's talking?
A description. Summary.
I want to read the description of Jennifer Griffin.
Oh, no.
Jennifer Griffin compares Putin's speech to Hitler on eve of Wordle War II. What the heck is that, by the way?
See, he's got Wordle on the brain because we do it every day.
What is Wordle? I see this all over the place.
It's a word game where just in a nutshell, you have a grid of, five by five and... or five by six, and you have six tries to figure out whatever word of the day is, and you get to put in letters, and then it'll highlight green if you're right, orange if you're sort of right,
Do they give you clues?
Kind of, because if it's orange, if a letter's orange, that means it is in the word, but you have it in the wrong spot.
I see. So this is sort of like Scrabble?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we just play Scrabble? Why do we have to create something new? Oh, it's fast.
It's fast. You do it every day. There's one word. Takes about 3 minutes.
All right. Well, I was just curious. I thought that was interesting.
Popular right now.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for it. So do I need to be doing this? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, Kyle and I compete against each other, so
I see.
You want to join the
competition.
Who's
the winner?
Kyle's pointing at himself. I think we tie most of the time.
All right. When we go to CPAC, we'll have to do that. We'll strategize.
Do. Even when we hang out on the weekend, we'll look at each other and go, Wordle. We have to do Wordle, even when we're not at work.
All right. Well, I that's good to know.
Yep.
So, all right. Speaking of Hitler, I've got to play this audio. These people north of the border are nuts. So there is, of course, there's this big, huge Freedom Convoy controversy. Here's the latest. So the convoy is out of Ottawa. And the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, the acting thespian, we don't judge, he implemented an Emergency Act. The Emergency Act is still in effect. There's no emergency, but they're still curtailing people's civil liberties. And so anyway, one of the members of Parliament is very upset because she says all of this honking is actually code for something else. Take a listen.
How many guns need to be seized? How much vitriol do we have to see of honk honk, which is an acronym for Hail Hitler, need to see by these protesters on social media?
Wait, what?
Wait, I didn't know geese had like that kind of coding.
So honk honk is actually, that actually stands for Hail Hitler. That's code.
The more you know. I'm telling you, I've never trusted those geese. When I see them at the park, I steer clear.
Well, they're wearing white, most of them, right?
Yeah.
The white geese? Yeah. I mean, Klan wears white.
True that.
Klan, Nazi,
and their faces
white supremacy.
Normally have black on them.
Oh, that's true. They're blackface.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Better
not
watch
good.
Out. Those geese are just mean.
So anyway, a leftist, this is a real thing here, folks. A leftist actually said, well, if you count the letters honk, honk, that's the number 8. And if you take the number 8 and multiply it by some other number, you get this other number. And that number is a symbol for white supremacy. So, no, I'm not making this up. This is what they're talking about north of our border. And this is why I believe that we should open our borders to Canadian refugees trying to escape those morons.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's soft cover book free when you use the promo code STARNES. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNES. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNES or go to MyPillow.com/STARNES and use the promo code STARNES.
Good to have you back with us, America. Hope you're doing good. Kind of feel like we're on somebody's front porch. Got the smoker going, some couple of racks of ribs, big old jug of sweet tea, ready for a little R&R, because there's a lot of crazy news out there. I mean, it really is. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're expecting President Biden to speak to the nation. We're going to dip into that and carry that live if we're able to work it out. We have to take commercial breaks, so nothing personal against the president. But there you go. And we'll see what the president has to say at that point. There is an interesting survey out. The folks over at Wallet Hub have listed the hardest working cities in America. And they have a lot of cities on their list. I have to tell you, I'm a little surprised by some of these numbers. Memphis, Tennessee, you people in Memphis, Grace, that's you, and Kyle.
Yes.
Us people. We come in, we're ranked 93rd.
Memphis versus everybody.
They say that don't mess with Memphis now.
Don't mess with Memphis. Most beautiful city in the world.
You know, when they, you know, God
forbid. That's from a video, by the way.
God forbid the Russians ever invade, Memphis will be the last city to fall.
Yeah, I think we're good. We'll just all convene at Shelby Farms, the biggest park in the city, and we'll be good. It's right smack dab in the city.
By the way, I was walking in that trail. There's a trail that goes back, and I was walking out there over the weekend.
The Chickasaw Trail,
and it goes up against the Buffalo Range.
Yes.
And I'm just minding my business, taking a little break, and all of a sudden, here comes a big old buffalo, just a rumbling right up to me.
So I took Merlo to that particular trail the other day, and she saw the buffalo. I wondered what she was going to do. She saw it, and she wanted to go up to it. I was like, you know what? Sure. I'll walk up with you. She went up close to the fence. She took one look at that buffalo, and she ran the other way.
I would, too.
She's like, nope, not doing it.
So here are the top five hardest working cities in America. Number 5, Irving, Texas. Number 4, San Francisco. I don't believe it. Number 3, Virginia Beach. Okay, I get that one. That's a big military community. Number 2, Washington, D.C. That's
what?
Insane. Nobody works there.
In D.C., I know.
Number one, Anchorage, Alaska. Okay, yeah.
Well, you got to work hard. You're covered in snow.
And you got
to climb out.
And the closest Applebee's is what? In Seattle? I don't know. It's a long way. I mean, Washington, D.C., I don't believe that. Hey, folks, got to take a break here. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll be right back. President Biden coming up.
Hi, friends. Todd Stearns here, officially inviting you to join me and over 2 million other active AMAC members nationwide. We've made AMAC America's largest organization for conservative seniors. We really dodged a bullet in January, scoring victories that stopped the big spending Build Back Better scheme, and we saved the filibuster from liberal mischief that would have hurt our seniors. But many battles lie ahead. And it's more important than ever that you add your name to AMAC's membership roster. So I'm personally urging you to choose AMAC now. You not only get great membership benefits, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants, but at the same time, your membership will support your values. Go to AMAC.us/Stearns today to start your discounts. That's AMAC.us/Stearns to become an AMAC member like me. They need you, and America needs AMAC. Go to AMAC.us/Stearns today to start your discounts.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. We're broadcasting from our Liberty University studios here in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. We are waiting for the president. He's supposed to be speaking. Now we're being told, they're trying to wake the guy up. We don't know what he's doing. But the president is not going to be on time. When that happens, we will bring that to you live. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, Grace Baker, I know you are a recent college grad. What's it been, 2 years now? Is that about
almost
2 years?
2 years.
Wow. Do you feel old?
Old, yeah.
Yeah. It happens. It happens. But you're aging gracefully, though.
Thank you.
You know.
See what you did there.
You throw try to compliment every now and again. So anyway, when you're going to lecture, you're going to a class, and right around midday, around lunchtime, and you know the classes are 90-minute class, and
yep.
You get the munchies. Have you ever had that happen?
Oh gosh, yes.
And you're like, man, I've got to have some food.
Starving.
And you're not anywhere near the student union, so I don't know. You have a vending machine, or maybe there's a hot dog cart. You go out there and you grab some food.
Sure.
Zion Brown was in the same predicament. And by the way, Grace, interrupt me if Biden starts speaking and interrupts this great story I'm about to tell, let me
okay.
know. So anyway, Zion Brown, 18 years old, a Loyola University student. He was hungry, didn't have any money. So instead of like trying to ask somebody for a dollar bill or maybe a friend for some change.
Sure.
He takes out his gun and he goes down to the subway and he robs a train conductor. See, that escalated quickly.
Whoa. Okay.
So, or just going down to the local, you know, the Baptist Student Union, if they have a BSU on campus, they're always feeding kids. That's why everybody goes to the BSU. You know,
exactly.
Even if they're not Baptist, they're going to go. You know, back when I was in college, we had a BSU, and there were more Catholics going to the BSU. I'm like, what's up with this? Are you guys converting? No, we're here for the casseroles.
I had a BCM.
Oh, you see, they're highfalutin now.
Mm-hmm.
Baptist Collegiate Ministry. Back
mm-hmm.
in the day, it was Baptist Student Union. But they still do the same thing, that is feed you.
Yep, they call it flow, free lunch on Wednesdays.
That's it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So anyway, this kid, Zion Brown, and it was all captured on video. So that night, every Chicago TV station is broadcasting this video footage. And it shows this guy, and he's got the face mask on, and he's got the gun, and he's holding up the train conductor. You can see his eyes and his face. He's watching the TV with his mom. And the mom goes, wait a second. I know those eyes.
No.
It was her son.
No.
So you can imagine she went full-blown Madea on that kid. And so she grabs him by the ear and drags his butt down to the local police precinct.
Good for her.
And makes, yeah, she says, officers, here's your guy. And turns her son over to the police.
Good for him. So, good for her, rather.
So the kid's got a, the kid lawyered up. So the kid's got a lawyer. And the lawyer is trying to explain to the judge, well, you see, Your Honor, you remember what it was like when you were in college and you got hungry.
The ramen noodles.
So you didn't have it. Yeah, you're tired of eating the ramen. So you don't have the packets of ketchup to squirt on the saltine crackers.
It's rough.
So you pull out your gun, judge, and you hold up a train conductor.
That makes sense.
And the judge is like, what are you talking about? That's the most ludicrous thing. So that now the guy is being held without bail, 18-year-old kid, and the mom is being saluted here. All he got was like $100. So I guess I hope he went to Ruth's Chris.
Oof.
I mean, I hope he had a good meal. The kid's majoring in economics.
No,
I'm serious.
This even makes it even worse.
He's majoring in economics. He is set to graduate in 2025. I mean, can you imagine? I feel bad for this mom, but I think she did the right thing here.
Oh, yeah. I think she did, too.
I suspect. Now, and it may be we're just hearing the mom side of this. It could be that she beat the holy living crap out of this kid so much, he demanded that he be put in jail to protect him from his mother.
It might have been better than being at home.
At that point, you're like, officers, take me away. Could you imagine? I mean, it's just one of those moments where you know that back in the old school days, I don't know if they still do this, but back in the 1970s or 80s, something like this happens, mm-hmm. Your butt is getting whipped. If you got in trouble at school, you knew that you were going to get it twice as hard when you got back home.
Yep.
I mean, that's just the way it was. And it was a deterrent. You know, there was a fear factor. And people say that's bad, but I'm telling you, fear is a good thing. If you're a parent, you know you want your child to have a healthy dose of fear in their life.
Everyone knows the mom look.
Oh, man. I guarantee it. He showed up with some whelps on him. I guarantee it.
Gosh.
So I'm curious, what do you guys think about this mom? Did she do the right thing by turning in her son to the police? Now held without bail. It's not the first time. The Daily Mail reports that a woman in the Bronx turned in her 13-year-old son after she recognized his face on a wanted poster. Could you imagine a 13-year-old?
I couldn't imagine.
A 13-year-old.
Couldn't imagine.
The kid was accused of shooting another 13-year-old in the knee.
Messed up.
Man. In October, a woman in Washington was hailed as a hero because she reported her son's troublesome journal entries to the police. She told investigators the boy had detailed plans in his notebook to attack his school on the anniversary of the Columbine massacre. Jeez, Alou, that kid's a nut job. Mm. What is it they say when you kill, you know, you got the kids that kill the animals, you know, the little pet, the cats and the pets, you got a big problem on your hands?
Yeah.
That's what they say. But anyway, the mom is being saluted here. It's tough for the mom because, you know, she's torn because this is her child.
Of course.
She doesn't want her child to be thrown in jail.
Of course.
But at the same time, she knows that he did something wrong.
And while he's a minor, that's more. Because, wait, how old was he?
He's 18 years old.
Okay,
he's
18.
At Loyola University. That's a fine school.
It's almost like I hope he learns his lesson for that before he does something even worse. You know?
Yes. I mean,
that's what I would think.
I don't think it's, well, he's going to jail.
Yes.
It remains to be seen if he can turn his life around. But his mom may have done him a favor here by letting him get an idea of what life could be like if you go down this
path.
Exactly.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
If he's still breathing, I can't imagine this mom.
Jeez.
I just picture Madea, you know, from the Tyler Perry Madea. I love those movies. I love those Madeas. Put the shut to the up. It's a great movie. Series of movies.
It's very actually. Funny.
844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. What would you do, mom, dad, if you knew that your son or daughter, granddaughter had committed a crime? Would you turn them over to authorities? 844-747-8868. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break now. We're waiting for President Biden to speak. We don't know where he is. He was supposed to have already started his remarks. We will keep you updated. In the meantime, we'll take a break. We'll be right back, America.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
With the political pressure of the left and the woke mob that is the Democrat Party, our society has ultimately become controlled by the cancel culture elites. Since when have the founders of our Constitution, the American flag, Dr. Seuss, and many other things become anti-American? There's never been a better time in our nation's history to stand up against the woke mob and fight back. And you can do that with this exclusive offer I'm giving to my listeners for a limited time only. Now is your chance to win a signed photo by President Trump himself. That's right, not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history. All you have to do is text the word PHOTO to 55404 today to enter. That's PHOTO to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left once and for all. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Has anybody checked on Biden? I mean, has he wandered off? Is he, you know, he likes to wander around in the bathrobe there in the White House. Maybe he's down in the, he might be down in the White House mess eating some ice cream. I don't know. The guy loves his ice cream. In the meantime, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Our good friend, Miss Janice from New Orleans, is hanging out with us. Hey, Miss Janice, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you, my friend?
You know, I am good, and I have a lot of questions to ask you, but first, I want you to know, what would you do if this was your kid?
What would I do if I had a child that was doing something, again, you know, that wasn't in keeping with the law? I would definitely arrest, you know, I'd have the child arrested. I'd have the child dealt with. I don't care what age it is. You see, in my town right now, we have a lot of things going on. We have the carjackings every day. We have the shootings on the I-10 and everything. And crime has definitely ramped up. This is what I would do. If there was, I wouldn't care if it was my own child. But, of course, I would try my best to raise my child so that it wouldn't happen. But anyone, I don't care if you're 15. You go out on the street with a gun and you hold someone up. Or you break into someone's car, to me, that would be life in jail. I don't care. And if you kill somebody, well, I wouldn't really have the heart to execute a 14-year-old. But what I would do is I would keep you in jail. I would feed you. I might even get you a MyPillow. And when the day came, you had a birthday that said, you are legal, you are a man, or you are a woman, you're 18 or 20, whatever that legal age is, sorry, execution. Now, wow. I don't believe in going around killing people and doing things. Do you know, Todd, I heard something the other night that really upset me.
What's that?
Did you hear that in Times Square, they had some people out there enjoying themselves in New York, and they had this man. He punched a little boy in the face. And two mothers took him down, two women, took him down till the police could come. But this guy has a history of doing this. And I'm asking myself, well, then why isn't he in jail? He should have, I'd give him life in jail. You know, we had Judge Judy. Well, I'd like to start a program. I'll call it Janice Justice. And I'm not putting up with no
bull. I love this idea.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. You know what? I like this. It's tough love.
Yes, tough love.
and the MyPillow. That's promo code Stearns, everybody.
Yes, Stearns for the pillow. Yes, absolutely. And no, it's the best in the world.
You know, Miss Janice, we had this video that you were talking about. These two moms minding their own business. They're doing some sightseeing. They have the little four-year-old, and some lunatic literally comes up and just cold cocks the four-year-old, and those moms jumped on him like white on rice. And the police, they had to pull him off, but I think the police were kind of having a good time watching these moms go to town on this dude.
Absolutely.
But yeah, Miss Janice, you're right. I mean, this crime situation, we've got another story up on our website from Atlanta. Crime stats, rape up 236%, homicides up 43%. I mean, this is not an anomaly. It's happening in Memphis, happening in Atlanta, happening down in New Orleans. And I think a lot of it has to do with upbringing.
It's really terrible. I mean, you know, I watch the Dr. Phil show, and they have people on there, and my kid, my daughter, or my son, he stole my car 12 times. And I'm thinking, stole your car 12 times? Why didn't you do something about this the first time he stole your car, you stupid imbecile? Lots of times the parents just help to perpetuate this. They don't do anything. I don't care if it's a son or a daughter or whatever. Wrong is wrong, and I'm sorry. That's not the way I was raised.
Can I be, you know, you're going to need a bailiff for your show. I want to be like your Rusty the bailiff.
That would be good, Todd. That really would.
So look,
I believe in life and death. Like if you run a stop sign, a jaywalk or something, it depends on what you did. But you throw a kitty cat or a dog out of a moving vehicle, you know, and the dog doesn't accidentally fall out. You literally take it and pitch it out the window. Life in jail for you. If people don't want babies, they don't want animals, there's places you can take them. But you don't put them in dumpsters and throw them out of windows and all this sort of stuff. Our world is really in a very bad condition, and Mr. Biden is not doing anything much for this country. He's harming this country, and I'm telling you, I'm waiting for him to speak because I could use a good laugh today.
Well,
he's going to fumble and stumble and be an idiot like he always is.
Well, hang tight for a minute. We're going to get to the president whenever he's ready. So now we're understanding it's been moved back. They're just holding right now. Is that right, Grace? All right, you can always just hop in and interrupt. Just yell at me, Grace. It's in your
but
job.
Miss Janice is being so entertaining, and it's not like so he's going to
stay
talk.
Stay on with us, Grace. So, Miss Janice, we've been having this huge discussion trying to figure out when Mardi Gras starts.
Oh yeah,
Mardi Gras has already started. It was underway this past weekend, and it will be this Thursday coming up. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Saturday is Endymion, Sunday is Bacchus, and they have daytime parades, and of course Mardi Gras. But I'm going to say something that I know you're not going to agree with. Mardi Gras can be Mardi Gras, and people can go out there and do what they do. But I don't feel that right now we need to let our guard down.
Well, you know, your mayor, though, was videoed at one of the big Mardi Gras parties without wearing a face mask,
yes,
along with all these other city leaders.
This is what I have to say about that. I had called a local radio program the other day, and that was brought up to me. Okay, I don't care what Joe Biden does. I don't care what LaToya does. I don't care what Stacey Abrams does. They can tell me to wear a mask and then don't do it. But I am not going to be belligerent and say, oh, rules for thee, not for me. So because you're not wearing the mask, I'm not going to do it. Because if I get sick, who is going to be hurt by that?
No, I get it. I want to bring us back to this happy moment we were in, Miss Janice. So, we've only got a few minutes here. No, I understand. So, Fat Tuesday is next Tuesday, and then you have to go to church to repent for all the bad stuff you did on that Wednesday.
Well, let me tell you what I want. This is what I want.
That's Ash
Wednesday. Let me tell you what I want for Mardi Gras.
I'm a Baptist. What do I know? Go ahead.
What I want for Mardi Gras: my bed, my pillow, my radio, my bathroom, my hot dogs, and my husband. That's all I want for Mardi Gras.
What in the world are we talking about, Miss Janice? By the way,
words, I'm not going out and participate.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit.
With
but
the crime and everything, the bullets that can fly around and everything, they just arrested a guy the other day at a parade. He had a gun on him.
Is it the Zulu parade? Do they still do the coconuts where they throw the coconuts at people?
Yeah. Well, they don't throw them anymore. They used to. They stopped them. Now you got to hand it to somebody because they were accidentally hurting people.
By the way, I don't know if, you know, Miss Janice, I mean, you and I are... We're cultured people of the world. We've been around the block a time or two, Miss Janice. But poor Grace.
You have.
Sweet Grace. She doesn't understand. Well, we got to get the beads. She doesn't understand what you got to do to get the beads down in New Orleans.
I learned that like a year ago. I didn't know that seriously
until
a year ago.
I don't agree with. And I would never do that. That's something I think
we'll give you beads, Grace.
You don't lift your shirt and show your body parts.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Go to the dollar store.
All right. Miss Janice, we got to go.
Love you guys.
Love you. Happy Mardi Gras. All right, Miss Janice, down there in New Orleans, the Big Easy. Wait a second. You knew that, Grace?
I learned it recently.
Shocking, isn't it?
A little bit.
So they sent me down to cover that one year for Fox. I'm like, holy moly, man, put those back in. Nobody needs to see that. We're all good. Here, let me give you some beads, ma'am. All right, we don't know where Biden is. The White House telling us we're in a holding pattern, whatever that means. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us here in the Liberty University studios. I'm Todd Starnes. We are waiting on the President of the United States. He was supposed to address the nation at the top of the hour. Meanwhile, here we are at the bottom of the hour, and we are still waiting. Tick tock, Mr. President. In the meantime, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A man who is not only on time, but he calls in ahead of time, is our good friend. He is the founder and president of the Timothy Plan, timothyplan.com. And we're going to tell you all about that in just a moment. But Art Alley, welcome back to the show.
Todd, it is great to be with you again, my friend. And don't worry about the Donald. Because he may be late, but he makes it up by staying long.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. We are waiting, Art, for President Biden to come out and deliver some remarks.
Okay.
Yeah, that president. Sorry, Art.
I wait for him.
I know. You're a very accomplished businessman. Does that drive you bonkers when somebody doesn't show up at the appointed time?
Oh, it's rude. It really is. It's saying I'm more important than you are. But then again, they've got a lot of drags on their time and stuff comes up. So it's just hard to say, Todd, but you're right. Punctuality is saying I respect you and I'm going to honor your time.
You know, Art, as we're waiting for Biden to come out, there's a lot of concern about the economy, what could happen to gas prices here in this country if there is, in fact, an armed conflict in Ukraine. What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
Well, Todd, I mean, it's already happening to gas prices, and it started happening the first day that guy you're waiting for took office. I mean, he is intentionally taken a nation that was the biggest oil and gas producer in the world. We have the most reserves, and we've been handcuffed all these years. President Trump freed that up. We were a net exporter. Gas prices, oil prices were in reasonable territory. I mean, we're going to be hitting $100 a barrel oil. And now we're dependent on our enemies begging them for the oil that we ought to be producing ourselves. So, I'm not happy about any of that. And you're seeing the results. And you're seeing on gas pumps, I don't know if you've seen them, But a little sticker people are putting on with Joe Biden pointing to the price saying, I did that.
Well, Art, the other day I was at Kroger trying to get my big old box of Williams hot sausage, the best sausage in America, made right here in Tennessee. Glanced over at the bacon. Somebody actually put one of those Biden stickers on the bacon.
Right on the bacon.
On the bacon. I'm like, I love this place. Oh, my goodness.
Man. But, yeah, I mean, they're doing it, and it's intentional, and it's crazy. I mean, how we're putting up with it. And we're not. People are starting to wake up, and that's what encourages me, Todd. You're seeing pushback come, because when you're pushed back up against a wall, you can't back up anymore. And when you start hitting people in the pocketbook, which is what we're doing now, you're going to get a good reaction finally, long overdue.
And I think we're seeing a lot of that take place in, across our northern border where the Canadian people, Lord love them, they're acting mighty American these days with the Freedom Convoy and standing up and demanding their rights under their Constitution.
And the encouragement, Todd, that they're giving others because it's happening all over the world now. People are waking up and convoys are being formed and people are starting to say, you know what? Freedom is special, but it has to be defended by every generation. And we have gotten so careless and comfortable chasing the unlimited prosperity, the great American dream, that we have allowed evil to dominate every major institution in our nation, and Todd, I'm sorry to report, including the church. And the church is our last bastion of hope, but it's been infiltrated and compromised because the seminaries are, I'm off on this tangent, Todd, because I just watched a tremendous documentary video, Enemies Within the Church, and it is shocking of how much infiltration has happened there. And once you lose your spiritual foundation, your biblical foundation, everything else falls apart. That was the reason America has been so great, and America is not so great anymore.
Art, unfortunately, that's the scary part, is that the church has come under attack and has been infiltrated and infected, much like our culture has. Folks, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Art Alley, he is the founder and president of Timothy Plan. And you know, Art, one of the things I appreciate about what you guys are doing, and I'm going to give you a moment to talk about that, is it really helped refocus me on how I'm actually just spending my money on a day-to-day basis and supporting companies that share those values. I mean, you guys over at Timothy Plan, the nation's leading biblically-based pro-life, pro-family mutual fund group. And I want you to tell our listeners how they can get involved.
Well, we make it real easy, Todd. And most people think investing is so complicated because they're not in the arena and the industry we are. But we've got a team of people that make it so easy for them. If they have a financial planner, an advisor, we will coach the financial advisor on how important it is, because nobody with any sense of values at all would want to invest money, no matter what return they think they're going to get, in a pornography studio or an abortion company. It doesn't matter what the returns are. And we've proven over 28 years, you can quit worrying about returns because we're pretty competitive. But you do not have to own companies that are trying to destroy you. That's the big difference. And all they have to do is call us. A human being answers the phone. We got a team of people that bend over backwards to make things easy for you. We don't tell anybody what to do, but we sure help them understand what their options are so they can make better decisions. It's not that complicated.
No, and you make it's super simple. It's very user-friendly, and there's no, you know, you're not shoving people down a path. It's a great thing you guys are doing. TimothyPlan.com, TimothyPlan.com, rather, is the website. That's TimothyPlan.com. And folks, I would encourage you to go check that out and see the incredible ministry they have there, because, you know, Art, it really is a ministry what you guys are doing.
Well, it is. And that's, you know, we have to run as a business, but we are a ministry. And God called us 28 years ago to do this. And, you know, in the early years, I kind of questioned, are you sure, Lord? But he was sure. And, you know, we're still here. And our shareholders are among the most happy, content people in the investment industry because they can go to bed with a clear conscience knowing that they're not carelessly investing money God's entrusted to them in companies that are bordering on evil in a lot of cases. So that's the difference we make. And they can do the website or just call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. And we got a team of people that really are here to serve. Ultimately, we're in the service business. Every one of our employees understands that. If we weren't, we wouldn't be honoring the chairman of the board, who is Jesus Christ himself.
I love it. What a great way to frame that. Art, we're gonna leave it there. We're still waiting on the president. I think he's grabbing some ice cream. I don't know where he's
at. Well, I'm sorry. When you say the president, I think of Donald Trump.
I know.
Forgive me.
No. We do the same thing. My apologies. So, all right. Art, always good having you on the program.
All right, man. Sure appreciate it. You guys keep up the good work,
all right,
man.
Thank
keep
you.
Keep educating folks. Thanks.
All right. God bless. Folks, that is Art Alley. I like this guy. They are doing some incredible work. They have been doing this for 27 years. TimothyPlan.com. That's TimothyPlan.com. It's worth going to the website. Just check it out. And it's, again, no pressure, which is what I love. 800-TIM-PLAN. That's 800-TIM-PLAN if you want to give them a call instead. And folks, it's all about reshaping the way you think about how you spend your money. Now, look, there are some companies you're just going to have, you know, you're going to have to go and spend money there for whatever basic necessity of life. But for a lot of stuff, you don't have to. And that's where I do my very best to shop locally and to shop at companies that share my values. There is I'll give you a great example. Grace Baker, I was looking for some new furniture for the hacienda. The house,
okay.
Which is really the apartment.
Yes.
The condo. But I was trying to find I wanted some American-made furniture. And, you know, because when you go to the big box stores, you never know where the stuff is made.
That's true.
And I wanted to get something. So there's a great place in Germantown, Tennessee. And this is fascinating. I noticed they have American flags out in front. And I thought, well, that's interesting. The place is called Chestnut Hall. And when I walked into the store, great store. It's locally owned, locally run. And most of their furniture they sell is made right here in America. But they don't just tell that to you. On every piece of American-made furniture, there's a big American flag tag. And when you turn that flag over on the other side, it tells you exactly where the piece of furniture was made and who made it.
Wow.
And when it was made.
Nice.
And so I'm all over that. So I was happy to buy some furniture from those guys and again, happy to do business, shopping locally, buy American. That's what this is all about, and that's how we're really going to be able to make a change in the culture in this country. It's really about spending your hard-earned money. You know why these Hollywood producers are able to churn out all this leftist garbage and propaganda? It's because we go see it. We go to the movies. So they're taking full advantage of that. All right, look, we've got to take a break here, folks. As we do, now more than ever, so important, as we were talking about, supporting companies that share our values. That's why we support Patriot Mobile, and they support us, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and they help support organizations that fight for those beliefs. Patriot Mobile has incredible nationwide coverage. They use the same towers everybody else uses, and they have a plan to fit any budget. Doesn't matter how big or how small, they're going to work with you. And that's, you just heard Art Alley say, we're going to work with you. And that's what our friends over at Patriot Mobile promise to do. Are you a veteran, first responder? Guess what? They're going to hook you up with even bigger discounts. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. And they're going to get you hooked up. 972-PATRIOT is their phone number, 972-PATRIOT. Be sure to mention the promo code Todd, and you're also going to get free activation and a free gift. We'll be right back, America.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Ring in the holiday with gifts, decor, and more at Lowe's. Save on top DeWalt gifts this holiday, like the 20-volt max brushless two-tool drill kit. Was $229, now $149. And choose a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless drill or impact driver kit. Both are $99 for a limited time. Browse online, then come join the holiday excitement in-store. Start your holiday shopping now at Lowe's. Valid through 2/1/23.
Welcome back, everybody. So look, they promised Biden was going to be speaking at the top of this hour. So far, he's a no-show. We're not hearing. We don't know what's going on. So we'll keep you updated on that. Meanwhile, I do want to share this story with you. This is from Breitbart. So there's a big trucker convoy that is heading to the heading to Washington, D.C., I think there are multiple convoys. This one is the Freedom Convoy USA, and they're saying that about 38,000 trucks are going to be heading from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. They'll be arriving for the State of the Union address. This is why they're putting up all the fencing and everything. And truckers from all over America are expected to participate. I am curious. I know we have a lot of truckers that listen to the show. If you're going to be a part of this, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. Again, that is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. And we'd love to get some intel from you on this big rally. I think that would be a beautiful thing. Literally shut down the nation's capital. Quite frankly, any day that Washington, D.C. is shut down is a good day for my bank account and yours too. Now, there's an interesting story that we have up on the website from Caleb Park, who's our managing editor. It involves a grade school, pardon me, in Missouri. So, a little child was coming home. This is like, first through third grade or kindergarten through third. We're talking little kids here, all right? So anyway, the dad, Connor Martin, got his son's homework assignment, and he freaked out because the math assignment was talking about sexual abuse and prostitution. We're talking about little school kids here. Normally that age, you're asking kids, 2 + 2 = 5. And then you say, but no, that's not what they're doing. That's the new math, by the way. That's the woke math.
Well, I was going to say, so now what is it? Johnny, you know, it used to be Johnny had 2 apples, his friend ate one.
Oh.
Now it's Johnny slept with 2 girls.
No. No, that's tame. That is tame,
really?
Compared to what I'm about to read. So it's, they are word problems. I always had a big problem with the word. Let's see if you can get this one.
Okay.
Angelo was sexually assaulted by her mother's blank at age 8, which shaped her career choices and motivation for writing. So your choices are boyfriend, brother, and father.
You have to guess who. No.
No, this is the math homework at the Troy R-3 school district
in
Missouri.
So they put, now we know what X has meant this entire time. Ooh, when it says A like plus X equals.
Triple X. Triple X. Here's another one. Try your hand at this one. You might be able to figure this out.
Okay, I'll guess.
All right. This again, folks, is math class for elementary school. Trying to support her son as a single mother, she worked as a pimp, prostitute, and blank. I feel like I'm on the Howard Stern show.
A bouncer?
No. Well, close. Your choices are bookie, drug dealer, or nightclub dancer.
Bookie.
I don't know what the right answer is.
Oh, I thought you knew the answer.
But they do have like the little math equations. X equals Y minus
See,
one.
X! We know y now what X means.
4X plus 21. Those are horrible.
Surprise, there isn't a 69 thrown there.
So the guy launched a petition. This is in Lincoln County, Missouri. This is terrible. That's bad, Grace.
I'm sorry.
Conversations of a sexual nature are meant to be had between parents and their children. No, not when they're 4. Come on.
This is why I homeschooled.
Folks, I'm telling you, this is horrible. The school district and its staff is going behind, he's writing here, the school district and its staff going behind the backs of parents and exposing children to sexually explicit content is reprehensible. I don't know what to say here. We have the photos. This guy actually took pictures of the homework assignment and posted them on social media. So we have it all on our website for you to see. It's just unbelievable. And this, Grace Baker, is why I tell people, you have to homeschool your children. You got to get them into a private school. Otherwise, they're never going to learn long-form division. I'm just telling you. This is freaky stuff. All right, folks, maybe we need to put out a health and wellness check on the president. We don't know where the guy is. I would check the walk-in freezer. I guarantee you he's about halfway through a tub of chocolate chip or something. All right, stick around, folks. Hour three of the big show coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jake, President Biden. Hello. Joe, where are you? Anybody seen Joe? Joe Biden? All right. Well, welcome to hour three of the show, everybody. Todd Stearns here, Liberty University Studios. And nobody can find Joe Biden, the president of the United States, MIA. He was supposed to be out in front of the nation talking and giving us an update on what's happening with Ukraine last hour. And here we are, well over an hour later, and no Joe. I'm still thinking walk-in, deep freezer, White House mess, look for the ice cream. That's what I'm saying. Welcome to the show, everybody. Look, here's the deal. We're going to dip into the president's comments whenever they happen. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a great friend of this program, great American patriot. You see him all the time on Fox News Channel with Laura Ingram, our good friend Raymond Arroyo. Hey, Raymond, good to have you back with us.
Hi, Todd. How are you? Great to hear your voice.
Well, likewise. And, of course, coming to us from New Orleans, I figured you would be like on a parade float, you know, one of the crews.
Not yet, Todd. Not until I show up on Saturday. I am the Grand Marshal of the crew of Endymion, which is the largest parade of Mardi Gras. It's 3,000 members, so it's going to be a big blowout. So I'm looking forward to that. It's been already incredible. You know, what people don't see of Mardi Gras is the private dinners, the supper dances, the Queen's Cotillion, the coronation ball, all the kind of private events that the crew members throw for themselves and their families. And, you know, when you get involved in one of these crews, you find yourself on this kind of dizzying carousel of events for weeks and weeks. But it's a neat look. I call it my Lenten preparation, Todd. This is going to all go away on Ash Wednesday, and I will feel the deprivation of everything. The
now you
food,
see,
the lights, the mirth.
Now, you see, Raymond, this is how you and I are different. I'm a good church-going Southern Baptist, and we just have a higher tolerance level for sin. So we just kind of blow through Ash Wednesday. But
well, we get all of our meat in. We get all of our, you know, partying out of the system. So when Ash Wednesday hits, the brakes are on for 40 days.
I love it.
Nice, long, quiet time of reflection and penitential days.
Now,
so,
do you get to
good prep.
Do you get to throw stuff at people? I remember when I was a kid, we would go down. We lived in La Place. My dad got transferred down there. And so our local crew was Crew DeMond, and that was more family-friendly. But down in the quarter, stuff gets a little bit, unfamily-friendly.
Yeah, well, people, but then you know, Todd, and this is the misnomer about Mardi Gras. For the locals, Mardi Gras is the largest organically, locally sustained communal celebration anywhere else in the world.
Oh,
but
sure.
It's a family celebration in large part. Families create these crews, the members and their families take part, and millions of people gather in the streets mostly with children and each other. It's not until you hit the very end of the route where it nears the French border that you get the people that come from other places in the country, you know, they think it's like a license to misbehave. But that's not really our Mardi Gras experience, and it's not what Mardi Gras New Orleans is all about.
No, I remember, you know, they would throw things, you know, the beads, the doubloons, but of course, they used to throw the coconuts, and we had a caller from Louisiana, from New Orleans, who told us they really don't do that anymore because of, I don't know, I guess
they
insurance.
They hand them off. They hand off the Zulu, the crew of Zulu
that's
hands
it.
Off those painted coconuts because people are getting concussions, you know, yeah, here's your throw, and then, you know. You're a charity hospital for the night.
But at the same time, you got a great story to tell the grandkids. You're
right. Well, I have, and they've made a whole sleeve of cups. I've got like 25,000 cups with my ugly puss on it. So that'll be good to ward off roaches, termites, and any other varmints about the house. You just put that in the corner.
We need some of those at the Family Dollar store. Did you hear about that story?
There you go. No,
Raven, they had to shut down 400 families. We're upriver from you in Memphis, and they had to shut down 400 Family Dollar stores because of a rat infestation at the warehouse. So anyway, it's kind of a big local story.
Word that off. Yeah.
Raymond Arroyo on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Raymond, you know, the big story, we're waiting on President Biden to come out, and I mean, people are really starting to ratchet up the war talk. What are you hearing in your world?
Well, what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing is, I'm frankly amazed by the malfeasance of the Biden administration. I mean, they have mishandled this from the beginning. It's a little bit like telling a child, Todd, if you go and torch your entire arm and burn down the house, then you're in timeout, mister. I mean, that's basically what we've told Putin. Until he acted, we wouldn't drop sanctions. So now they're taking great umbrage, and we're dropping sanctions. Here's my question, Todd. Where were they back in 2014 when Putin indeed did invade Ukraine and Crimea? That's when he invaded Ukraine. This is all after the fact. This is just a continuation of that invasion. The Biden and the Obama administration looked the other way when Putin moved in to two massive territories in Ukraine, handed out 700,000 Russian passports to those Ukrainian citizens, declared them Russian citizens, and just took over the area. I find all this too little too late, and the big question now should be, is there a United States national interest in Ukraine? They're not a NATO nation. We've already permitted this incursion. Keep your eye on the ball, and the ball is China. China, I think, is wagging this whole dog, preparing for their own invasion of Taiwan, and they're going to do it while Putin moves into mainland Ukraine.
And again, this all goes back, Raymond, to what happened in Afghanistan. And there are many political observers and international diplomats believe that was the moment when Putin, when he realized, you know what, Biden's not going to stop us here.
No, and Biden has already said we're not sending troops. We're not going to send any troops in to fight. Well, then why are we having this discussion? It's a world away. This is Eastern European and a European problem. They need to settle it. And they should have, if we were worried about Russia in, you know, moving into Ukraine, we should have stopped it in 2014 when it might have made a difference.
No, you're absolutely right. And we do have to pay attention to what's happening in Taiwan. At the same time, Iran is back there, and who knows what's happening with those folks. They're feeling emboldened, and that could lead. I mean, like Jennifer Griffin last night on Hannity was sounding the alarm that this could very well be another world war if we're not careful.
That remains to be seen. My sense is, we have to tamp down all this rhetoric. I am very concerned about the overheated rhetoric we're hearing from,
It's coming from both sides, too, right? The establishment Republicans and Democrats, everybody.
You bet. No. This is the military-industrial complex writ large, you know, doing what they do, which is saber-rattle and say the end is nigh and we have to move the troops in now. The fact is there's no national security interest in Ukraine. And until you can convince me that there is, it's not worth the blood of one American boy or girl. I'm sorry. It's just not. Put your sanctions on. You should have allowed the Trump position to stand. Biden, remember, lifted the sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. that's that major pipeline that goes to Russia, into Maine, into Europe. And he said any country that joins this pipeline will be subject to sanctions. 18 countries in Europe backed off, Todd. Well, the minute Biden came in, he lifted those sanctions, doing what? Enabling Putin and strengthening the hand of Mother Russia. So don't cry now that Putin is doing what you gave him the power and the energy and the weaponry and the manpower to do. I'm sorry. It's all too little too late.
RaymondArroyo.com. Folks, he's got all sorts of great stuff there. If you have a child or a grandchild, you need to have Raymond's books, his storybooks, in your child's library. They're just absolutely beautiful. The artwork, the storytelling is just unbelievable. And Raymond, I want to give a plug to a big conference that you're going to be a part of. Jim Caviezel is your backup act. You are the star of the Cincinnati Men's Conference coming up. And my understanding is America's oldest men's conference going to be held there in Cincinnati.
Yes, on April 2nd, Saturday, April 2nd, we're at it's on the University of Cincinnati campus at their arena. 12,000 seater. It's going to be in a major event. But I actually think I'm the opening act for Jim. I think it's the other way around. But here's the great thing. It's a moment for fathers, sons, and men looking to strengthen their roles in their household, in their community, and to reconnect with what it means to be led by Jesus every day. And as we move into this season, as we move toward Easter, it's such an important moment to stop and reflect and to do it with brothers in arms. So that's really what we're collecting to do. The theme is evil prevails when good men do nothing. And Todd, we are seeing that internationally, nationally, and otherwise, but we have to do it with the eyes of faith and not move out of anger or spite, as we often see in our world today. So Jim Caviezel will be there. I'll be there on Saturday, April 2nd. And anybody in the area, you can go to CincinnatiMen'sConference.com, CincinnatiMen'sConference.com. And we have two special guests coming, Todd, that I can't quite mention yet, but they're going to make, they will definitely make Jim and I kind of recede into the woodwork.
Wow,
but
okay.
I can't announce them just
that's
yet.
That's the tease.
But there's at least one, big special guest star, I'll call them, and maybe two. So people should come. It'll be a great day.
All right. Raymond, I'm going to try my best to get there, but if I can't, if you could pick me up a couple of cans of that Skyline chili, I'd be much appreciated.
You bet. I'll pick those up for you on my way. My son lives there now. So I can have that sent to you anytime.
There,
and I'll send the beads and the doubloons from New Orleans.
I love it. Just come on down the river or up,
right,
as the case
friend.
May be. All right, Raymond Arroyo, ladies and gentlemen, RaymondArroyo.com. Got to take a break here, folks. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Grace, I see you're glancing at something. You're monitoring the TV screens.
I'm hoping that President Biden's about to come out and speak right now.
What do we see right now? What is the image? Paint the picture for our radio audience.
Right now, it's a big empty room. It's the White House Easter. Here comes President Biden right now.
Literally. All right. So he's walking up
he's
to the podium.
He's walking up. He just took off his mask and he wasn't to the podium yet.
Let's take a listen. The President of the United States.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yesterday, Vladimir Putin recognized two regions of Ukraine as independent states. And he bizarrely asserted that these regions are no longer part of Ukraine and their sovereign territory. To put it simply, Russia just announced that it is carving out a big chunk of Ukraine. Last night, Putin authorized Russian forces to deploy into the region, these regions. Today, he asserted that these regions are actually extend deeper than the two areas he recognized, claiming large areas currently under the jurisdiction of the Ukraine government. He's setting up a rationale to take more territory by force, in my view. And if we listened to his speech last night, and many of you did, I know, he's setting up a rationale to go much further. This is the beginning of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, as he indicated and asked permission to be able to do from his Duma. So let's begin to I'm going to begin to impose sanctions in response far beyond the steps we and our allies and partners implemented in 2014. And if Russia goes further with this invasion, we stand prepared to go further as with sanctions. Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives him the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belonged to his neighbors? This is a flagrant violation of international law and demands a firm response from the international community. Over the last few months, we've coordinated closely with our NATO allies and partners in Europe and around the world to prepare that response. We've said all along, and I've told Putin to his face more than a month ago, that we would act together. And the moment Russia moved against Ukraine, Russia has now undeniably moved against Ukraine by declaring these independent states. So today, I'm announcing the first tranche of sanctions to impose costs on Russia in response to their actions yesterday. These have been closely coordinated with our allies and partners, and will continue to escalate sanctions if Russia escalates. We're implementing full blocking sanctions on two large Russian financial institutions, VEB and their military bank. We're implementing comprehensive sanctions on Russian sovereign debt. That means we've cut off Russia's government from Western financing. It can no longer raise money from the West and cannot trade in its new debt on our markets or European markets either. Starting tomorrow and continuing in the days ahead, we'll also impose sanctions on Russia's elites and their family members. They share in the corrupt gains of the Kremlin policies and should share in the pain as well. And because of Russia's actions, we've worked with Germany to ensure Nord Stream 2 will not, as I promised, will not move forward. As Russia contemplates its next move, we have our next move prepared as well. Russia will pay an even steeper price if it continues its aggression, including additional sanctions. The United States will continue to provide defensive assistance to Ukraine in the meantime, and will continue to reinforce and reassure our NATO allies. Today, in response to Russia's admission that it will not withdraw its forces from Belarus, I have authorized additional movements of U.S. forces and equipment already stationed in Europe to strengthen our Baltic allies, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Let me be clear. These are totally defensive moves on our part. We have no intention of fighting Russia. We want to send an unmistakable message, though, that the United States, together with our allies, will defend every inch of NATO territory and abide by the commitments we made to NATO. We still believe that Russia is poised to go much further in launching a massive military attack against Ukraine. Hope I'm wrong about that. Hope we're wrong about that. But Russia has only escalated its threat against the rest of Ukrainian territory, including major cities and including the capital city of Kyiv. There are still well over 150,000 Russian troops surrounding Ukraine. And as I said, Russian forces remain positioned in Belarus to attack Ukraine from the north, including warplanes and offensive missile systems. Russia has moved troops closer to Ukraine's border with Russia. Russia's naval vessels are maneuvering in the Black Sea to Ukraine's south, including amphibious assault ships, missile cruisers, and submarines. Russia's moved supplies of blood and medical equipment into position on their border. You don't need blood unless you plan on starting a war. Over the last few days, we've seen much of the playbook that Secretary Blinken laid out last week in the United Nations Security Council come to pass. A major increase in military provocations and false flag events along the line of contact in the Donbas. Dramatically staged, conveniently on-camera meeting of Putin's Security Council to grandstand for the Russian public. And now political provocation of recognizing sovereign Ukrainian territory as so-called independent republics in clear violation, again, of international law.
All right, folks, you're listening to the President of the United States laying out what, quite frankly, are not very strong sanctions at this point against Russia. The President also announcing that he's going to be sending more U.S. troops to defend NATO countries. Folks, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to check in with the Heritage Foundation. They've been monitoring the president's remarks, and we'll try to get you real-time analysis of what the president just said. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Just ramped up his remarks. He apparently called Ukraine Grukane. It happens, you know. It's a faux pas. And he just walked away, did not take a single question. And that is a bit disturbing, not unusual for this president. But a lot of people are looking for a lot of answers as far as what is next. For us, we are very excited to have just an expert in what's happening over there in Ukraine. He is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation for Naval Warfare and Advanced Technology at the Center for National Defense, Brent Sadler, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Brent, good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on today.
And it's fortuitous. You were watching the president's remarks, and I want to get your reaction to what the president had to say.
Well, I guess there was no surprise, but it's handing all of the initiative or leaving all the initiative on Putin's side that will respond to whatever he does rather than focusing on the actions we're taking to actively deter him or to constrain Putin's decisions. So not surprising, disappointing, but I'd also say it's also in character not to take any questions.
No, not at all. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones down, 700 points right before his remarks. We haven't checked lately how those numbers are looking. A lot of people are getting panicked about how this is going to impact us here in America, talking about higher gas prices, higher energy prices. Is that something that we should and could expect?
I think so. There'll be a lot of speculation. I think that's also driving the gas prices right now. So whenever a war, certainly a war breaking out in Europe is unprecedented in the modern era, at least in the last 50, 60 years. And I can only imagine that there'll be speculation that'll be on top of actual supply system shocks. So, yes, unfortunately, we'll probably have higher gas prices than we see today for a little while.
You know, Brent, I think it's really interesting that even in the conservative world, there seems to be a division on what the United States should do and the level of our involvement. Sean Hannity and his group really pushing, we've got to protect, defend Ukraine. Tucker Carlson, not so much. Where do you stand in all of this?
I think it's important to not give in to aggression. And certainly not to give in to, you know, powers that try to undermine what has kept the peace for decades, even during the Cold War, and also kept our prosperity in an upward trend line. And what Putin is doing and even what Xi and Beijing are doing actively are undermining our potential prosperity and well-being, let alone our rights and freedoms.
The Ukrainians, what are their capabilities? The reporting is that they're going to fight for their country. Are they capable of doing that?
So every indication I've seen, so when if you were to watch Russian language press news coming out of Moscow, you would get the picture that of the Russian ethnic population there in the east, ready to fight to liberate or to defend theirs. If you watch Ukrainian language press and news, you get the same message. They're ready. They're mobilizing their people. And then when you watch the Western press, Western European and American press, you get like a mosaic, some showing that there's an uncertainty, others that they're ready to fight. The bottom line is the Ukraine military has been under-resourced for far too long, and only in the last year or so has it really been able to take serious measures. And I think this is a lesson for the United States to take heed of, that it's going to take a lot longer than once you're in a crisis to start to build up for it. So I'm not sure the Ukrainian military is going to be up for a one-on-one fight with the Russians. It may devolve into a protracted insurgency if the Russians do decide to stay in Ukraine for a long haul.
And honestly, that's what did the Russians in Afghanistan back in the late 70s, early 80s. And I think to a large extent, that's what caused us problems in Afghanistan as well. Would you agree?
Well, I think the terrain's a little different, and the geopolitics of the area is different. But there's a real high probability that the Russians are going to suffer casualties that are far higher than they anticipate. And in the past, in 2014, Putin was able to hide and obscure a lot of the casualties of Russians that went into Crimea as well as into the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine. But when he goes in now publicly and the body bags start coming home to families in Russia, the Russian public, it's not the Soviet Union anymore, are going to start asking hard questions, and they won't be pleased with his lack of outright or overwhelming success. So I don't see this playing out well for Putin if he actually goes for a heavy fight in Ukraine.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Brent Sadler from the Heritage Foundation weighing in on President Biden's remarks just wrapped up there at the White House. Brent, in your estimation, what do you think Putin's end game here is?
Well, I think the low end, his end game is to acquire both Luhansk and Donetsk, the Donbass region. These were previously part of Russia before Khrushchev ceded it to the Republic of Ukraine during the Soviet era in 1954. So I think in the minimum, he wants that. Crimea was the same kind of part of the same package deal in 1954. So I think that's his low level. His longer term effort is to sow discord and to undermine NATO. That's really his number one threat. And when I say NATO in Russian eyes, they only see America.
I was reading another paper on the Heritage Foundation site. The suggestion was that if Putin is able to take Kiev and is able to control Ukraine, then Belarus is pretty much a given. That country is gone. At that point, I mean, you've got two countries that border Poland, and you know the Polish government has to be pretty concerned at that point if they're not already.
Yes. No, the Poles are taking this very seriously. They are in the midst of a reform of their military, and they have been spending pretty significantly on their defense, unlike many other Western European countries. So they take this serious. They have a history with the Soviet Union and the Russians that go back a long time. So I'd be more concerned about the Baltic states as the next domino in the chain that Putin may want to focus in on, because if he can succeed in Ukraine, the next place to undermine NATO and the United States is to start to test our resolve, Article 2, defense of NATO states in the Baltics.
And, of course, President Biden announcing that he is going to be sending troops into that region. Jennifer Griffin last night raised some eyebrows on Sean Hannity's show, really suggesting that this was shaping up to look like what happened before World War II. Do you buy into that concern? Are we at that level right now?
So I do. In fact, I look at it from there's a period of time in the early parts of World War II, the phony war, where all the great powers had to move around because they weren't postured for the aggressiveness of Hitler and also out of the Soviet Union at the same time. I think we're in the same situation. We're not positioned in Europe like we need to be, so we're going to have to adjust. This Crimea situation, though, sounds or looks or feels a lot like what happened in the year or the just in the months lead up to Hitler's invasion of Poland, and this was a battle in Mongolia between the Imperial Japanese Army and the Soviet forces, Red Army, in Mongolia, border with China. And that war dictated or gave an indication for Stalin whether he was going to be successful in holding back Hitler. If Putin's successful in Ukraine, it may signal to Xi that the West is not up to the challenge, and it might actually escalate tensions, an outright conflict over Taiwan.
And then you've got your world war, which is almost it's similar, the parallels between what happened in World War II and today. That is very concerning. Brent, before we let you go here, next steps, Biden has laid out his threat. What happens next?
Well, all he has said so far is increasingly sharper sanctions, and I don't think that's going to adjust Putin's or any of his oligarchs in their calculations. So it's not going to work if it's just sanctions. His movement of troops that are already in Europe is what he would announce in his speech into the Baltics may have some bearing later down the road, but it's not enough, and it's too late, quite frankly. It might be beginning of positioning for the next step, which what follows Ukraine. But I don't think it plays at all to what happens in the next month or two in Ukraine.
Do you see a scenario where the United States could be at war with Russia?
Oh, absolutely. There's that distinct possibility of miscalculation. And with our military already operating fairly close to each other in the Mediterranean, in Syria, or in the airspace around Syria, as well as in Eastern Europe, there is that distinct possibility.
All right. Well, we really appreciate your insight here and expertise, Brent. And I'm sure we'll be reaching out again as we go through these next very disturbing and challenging days.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Yep. Brent Sadler, everybody, from the Heritage Foundation. He is a senior fellow for Naval Warfare and Advanced Technology. He is based in the Center for National Defense. Heritage.org is the website. And we have a link to their work on our live show blog. Monica Crowley just tweeted, watching Biden speak is like watching an old lady cross an icy street. You just hope they don't fall, right? You're concerned. You just want to make sure they get from point A to point B without getting us involved in a nuclear war. All right, got to take a break here, folks. So there you have it, President Biden speaking. Do you feel confident that we're going to stay out of this conflict with the Russians? 844-747-8868. Heritage Foundation guy says he sees that we could be heading to a shooting war with the Russians. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Listen up, old people. That's me, too. Are you 50 years of age or older? Well, if so, I've got to tell you about our good friends over at AMAC. They are doing some incredible work in our nation's capital. And they are, by the way, America's largest organization just for conservative seniors. So when you give your membership dues to AMAC, they're not going to be funding nonsense that leftist support. And that's why I am proud to be a member, and I hope you will too. 2 million, more than 2 million people already active AMAC members, and they are fighting for us and legislation that is important to us up on Capitol Hill. Folks, not only do you get the great membership benefits, and what do I mean by that? Well, you're going to get incredible discounts on hotels, on travel, restaurants. I wonder if they have the Piccadilly. I love the Piccadilly. I wonder if you can get a discount there. I'll have to go check. Lots and lots of discounts. By the way, your membership will support your values, and that means a lot to all of us here on this radio program. All you need to do is go to amac.us/starnes, and you can start your discounts right away. If you want to get more information, that's okay, too. amac.us/starnes. That's amac.us/starnes to become an AMAC member, or if you just want more information. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is a crazy time in American history, and I get it. There's just a lot of confusion out there. A lot of people uneasy, and you are right to feel uneasy because we do not have a commander-in-chief in the White House right now. How many people, I do wonder privately, how many of those never-Trumpers, how many of those folks who were infected with Trump derangement syndrome are secretly wishing that Donald Trump was in that White House right now? I wonder how many. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. A couple of days ago, what is it, over the weekend, there was a big fight at a college basketball game. Michigan basketball coach Juwan Howard, did you see this? Slapped Michigan assistant coach, or Wisconsin assistant coach, Joe Krabanoff across the face while they were shaking hands, right? The handshake at the end of the games. So now there's a big discussion brewing about doing away with the post-game handshake. So the head coach at Michigan State, Tom Izzo, was asked about this. This is on Mediaite. And he says this is just plumb nuts. I mean, you guys did that, Grace, I guess, when y'all were in basketball and you shook hands. Yeah, okay, I get it. It's just a regular part of the game. So anyway, Coach Izzo says, are you people nuts? Why would we do this? He says that would be the biggest farce, the biggest joke. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The craziest thing I've ever heard of. He said, quote, we've already taught these poor 18-year-olds that when you go to class and you don't like the class, you can leave. We've already told these kids if you're not happy, you can do something else. We've already told these kids that it's hard to hold them accountable. And now we're going to tell them not to man up and walk down a line on someone who's kicked your butt and have enough class to shake their hand. It's utterly ridiculous. I like this coach. Not shaking hands is typical of our country right now. Instead of solving the problem, let's make an excuse and let's see if we can just, instead of confronting and demanding that it changes, let's eliminate it so we don't have these problems. By the way, Juwan Howard suspended for the rest of the year, but he's still coming back here. A lot of people are saying, hey, that guy needs to go. And this is not the first time this has happened with this coach. He's had a couple of other temper tantrums. Now I know Bobby Knight had his own issues, but he was a beloved coach and won all these championships, and even he got the heave-ho when he got a little bit too handsy with the players. By handsy, I mean he tried to choke one of them, but, you know, he was an old-school coach. That's what they used to do. It's not right or wrong. It's just what they did. So there you go, folks. The Michigan State coach raises a great point here. At what point do we need to stop coddling kids? There's an argument that can be made that we've been doing this for far too long in this country, and now we are reaping what we have sown. So there's nothing wrong, just like that mom, and it goes back to the mom in Chicago. Who told her son, you know what? Yeah, you're going to jail. You have to be held accountable. You have to be held responsible for your actions. That's the lesson here. And so that's, you know, hats off to that mom, hats off to the coach. And we'll see how all this plays out. But I think we've got to start sending a very strong message to kids. We're not going to coddle you. Life is tough. So life is not fair. You're going to have to learn to deal with it. And that's one of the reasons why we love Liberty University, because they don't coddle students. They're raising up a generation of patriots who are trained to think on their own, to do what is right. We need more universities like Liberty University, and that's why we're honored to be a part of what they're doing, raising up that next generation of American patriots. All right, folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of there. Wow, what a day. And we're going to do this all over again tomorrow. Be listening to your local radio station for breaking news updates on what's happening in Ukraine. And, folks, if you're not praying, you need to be praying on your knees. Be good, America.